about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm here. Good evening. Welcome aboard. Welcome back tonight on this Wednesday night edition. I think it's Wednesday, is it? Yes. Wednesday night edition of Uncensored. And, of course, being, holiday week, you sort of lose track of the days, don't you? Yeah, it can happen. It can happen. Time's going by rather quickly. It is slipping away from us. But we do have in store many interesting items on the agenda. Don't forget, tomorrow night we are going to have none other than Dr. Paul on. Not Ron Paul himself. No, not Ron, but we're going to have a different Paul on. That's right. He's going to be on with us in the first hour, ladies and gentlemen. And I look forward to speaking with him. Tomorrow night, we will be speaking with the man himself. That's right. We'll be speaking with none other than the son of Ron Paul. How's that? Rand. Rand Paul. I believe that's his son, isn't it? Manny, do you know that for a fact? No, Manny doesn't know anything. What? Huh? All right. He admits he's ignorant. All right. I appreciate that, Manny. Candor is one of your great attributes. It's all right. He's a good guy. He's coming along just fine. He and I like to kid each other. But anyway, yes, he will be on tomorrow night and in the first hour. Ted Pike will be with us in the second hour to talk about what is going on in Congress these days. And as you know, they're getting ready to conference out the hate crimes bill and get George Bush to reverse his pledge to veto the bill, which, of course, as you know, he's already done. Ted Pike sent me an email today, and, of course, that has to do with what has happened with regard to some other legislation, my friends. Bush did reverse himself on the arms bill so far. He signed the bill, but not the hate bill as of right now. So that was yesterday. He signed the Department of Defense Appropriations bill. I think it was 3222. That's the bill, H.R. 3222. And it is not the Defense Appropriations Act 1585 that we've been talking about, and that's the one that Kennedy had attached his amendment to regarding the so-called hate speech, hate crimes bill, the Matthew Shepard bill. So Mr. Bush has indicated that he would undoubtedly veto the hate bill. Now, he's also said he might veto H.R. 3222. Because of an excess of expensive liberal amendments attached to it. Well, he didn't. And so much for Bush's promises, as we have suspected all along. So now we'll see what happens, and you better get on the horn, and you better call the White House for all it's worth. Hey, don't give them an opportunity to say they never heard from you. We'll be back with more. Begin the program right here on the Republic Broadcast Network. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
What player? Which one? Mike there tonight. Say hello to my wife. Okay, I'm back. Rick Adams with you, Radio Avenger. Our number here is 1-800-313-9443. You know, Cindy Sheehan, the peace activist, anti-war activist, as you know, has made some very good points and good inroads, particularly about Nancy Pelosi. And as you know, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, so-called, is nothing but a phony. And we all know that. And she knows it. And her constituents now are beginning to find out. They elected a Bush lackey, thinking they were going to elect someone who was going to challenge George Bush. Well, Cindy Sheehan, of course, has made no secret of her intentions for the last year or so to run against Pelosi. In effect, she said, look, impeach Bush or I'm going to run against you. Well, we're going to see now if she's going to change her mind again, but she's made a pretty good case in her anger against Nancy Pelosi. She pronounced herself disillusioned with the leaders of the Democratic Party, calling them too soft on Bush. Well, no kidding. So She has been saying in the past, anyway, and I think even now, that she is considering taking her displeasure directly to the source by waging a third-party challenge to Nancy in the next year, that is, in the California Democrat San Francisco-based 8th District of Congress. And she has said that she would enter the 2008 House contest in one of the most solidly Democratic and liberal-leaning districts, unless Nancy introduces the articles of impeachment. Well, what did Nancy just do? Nancy turned around and sent it to committee, H.R. 333, that we spoke about, the so-called, Kucinich Amendment, if you will. We talked about that a week or two ago, about the Kucinich Amendment, and how important it was to get it to the floor to have a debate on the impeachment of Bush and Cheney, both. And I'm from Rhode Island, and one of the people who is heavily involved in this Mideast Committee that I'm aware of is Rod Driver, who's run for Congress, of course, unsuccessfully, against various people, James Langevin for one. And he has written a letter, and his letter reads as follows. I want to read this to you. I think it's pretty decent. Rod Driver writes, starting in 2002, Vice President Dick Cheney was on TV virtually every Sunday morning at veterans conferences, at political rallies, and at other high-profile events. His agenda was always the same, to promote military action against Iraq. He repeatedly told the public and the Congress that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and that Iraq was involved in the attacks of 9/11. Yet he already knew from official U.S. investigations that these claims were false. Today, he is on a similar campaign to promote an attack on Iran. In proposed articles of impeachment, House Resolution 799 and Representative Dennis Kucinich charges that Mr. Cheney's actions qualify as, quote, high crimes and misdemeanors. They have contributed to the deaths of more than 3,800 Americans and 1 million Iraqis. The wasting of $500 billion, the loss of military readiness in the United States armed forces, and the loss of U.S. credibility in world affairs and potential blowback for decades to come. But Democrats in Congress are too timid to discuss impeachment, even if it's the best hope for avoiding World War III. They seem willing to let the horrors continue under a Republican administration in order to help Democrats win in 2008. So when Representative Kucinich brought his impeachment resolution to the floor on November 6th, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland immediately moved to table it, in other words, to kill it. Now, he says, Rhode Island's representatives Patrick Kennedy and James Langevin did what they learned to do well in the Rhode Island General Assembly, follow the leader. So following orders from Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, Kennedy and Langevin voted to kill Kucinich's resolution. Surprisingly, with major help from Republicans, that motion failed and the resolution was indeed sent to the Judiciary Committee. And that's most of what he says in the body of his letter. So all of the rhetoric against George Bush, all of the rhetoric for, quote, democracy and debate, has been brushed aside by politicians who are, of course, frightened to death to stand on principles, since they have no principles. Now, Kennedy, young Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy's little boy, Patches, who's a drug addicted, individual like his father, alcohol, booze, prescription drugs, non-prescription drugs, legal, illegal. Of course, he was the one who voted to go in to Iraq. That is, he voted to give George Bush the authority to wage a war, even though that was illegal, back in 2002 and 2003. And he claims that he was convinced by the evidence that was shown him that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and therefore the United States must take it upon itself to be the, quote, world's policeman and go in and get Saddam. This is what Kennedy claimed. Now, he lied. Patrick Kennedy lied like his father, who opposed the war. See, they both play different sides of the aisle. But the fact of the matter is, in his congressional district, he was opposed by someone who was pretty conservative, and he was frightened that this man was going to make military points. So Patrick Kennedy said, hey, what the heck, I'll vote for it anyway. I'll vote to allow George Bush to declare war whenever he wants. That in itself is a crime. It's unconstitutional, as Ron Paul has said so eloquently. Yet, having said that, it's interesting to note that what he said was totally false. He used the term slam dunk, and Mr. Tenet and others, of course, of CIA fame, had come out after the fact and then said, hey, there was no slam dunk case. There were several reports about Iraq's weapons, and not all of them agreed. There was no unanimity of opinion. Now, in and of itself, to me, I don't care whether Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, had them, or wanted them, any more than I care whether Iran wants them or has them. What I'm concerned about is the territorial integrity and sovereignty of the United States. And it has been the policies of interventionism since World War I and II for the United States to play the crooked cop on the beat, thereby engendering more strife, more hatred, more war, with more profits for the international banksters. So, having said that, again, it is very clear that these politicians have copped out, once again, at the behest of Miss Pelosi, who is the loyal opposition to George Bush. And, of course, we can't forget Mr. Reid in the Senate. Oh, my, and Steny Hoyer. These are the champions of the little people, the champions of the Constitution. Keep those nasty Republicans out there in bed with Bush. We're all against them. We're for the people. We're for the people. We're honest. We're brokers of statesmanship, aren't we, huh? Well, this proves that they are not. This proves that they are not. And he says, that is, Rod Driver, in his letter, says, this does not mean he will get a hearing. Committee Chairman Representative John Conyers also takes his orders from Nancy Pelosi. He promptly issued a press release suggesting that his committee has already had a very busy agenda. Sufficient public pressure could conceivably convince Ms. Pelosi, and hence the sheep on the committee, that upholding the U.S. Constitution is important enough to schedule hearings on Kucinich's resolution. Well, H.R. 333 is essentially the same as H.R. 799. Both of them have to do with impeachment. So, House Resolution 333 for the impeachment of Vice President Dick Cheney is off the House floor and has been instead sent to the Judiciary Committee for, quote, further study, effectively killing it. Here the Democrats had the chance. They had the chance to stand up to the global elite and show us that they truly were somehow patriots, somehow independent, somehow the, quote, loyal opposition. And what do? Just the contrary. I hope that Cindy Sheehan will follow through next year. And that's if we have an election. I would love to see people like Cindy run for office and not waver or compromise. Amen? Amen. 3 minutes, we shall return with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Well, now I got my brand new edition today of the Forward. And the Forward, in case you don't know, is the oldest Jewish American newspaper. And one of the articles that intrigued me on the front page is entitled, Leader of Hollywood Union Strike Follows a More Traditional Script, by Rebecca Spence, who writes quite often, regularly, for The Forward. And I find this interesting. Now, listen to this and tell me how this sounds to you. At the end of a long day of picketing, a top leader of the writers' union scrambled to recite his afternoon prayers on a side street just around the corner from Culver Studios, where he had been marching and chanting union slogans for hours, his yarmulke upon him in full view. David N. Weiss, a modern-day Orthodox Jew, who is beginning his second term as vice president of the Writers Guild of America West, is not the only religious Jew in a union that has traditionally been composed of large numbers of Arabs. Large numbers of secular Jews. Now, when I make a statement like this. I'm called anti-Semitic. I'm called bigot. I'm called racist. I'm called all sorts of names. But here, I'm taking you on a journey, if you will, through the Forward, the Jewish newspaper. And I want to read that paragraph again to you about Mr. Weiss, who's an Orthodox Jew, who begins his second term as vice president of the Writers Guild of America West. They say, he is not the only religious Jew in a union that has been traditionally composed of large numbers of secular Jews. And I might add, disproportionate to their numbers in America. But he may be their most visible. A scribe on the family movie Shrek 2 and All Dogs Go to Heaven. Weiss has been a key player in the prickly negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, who, by the way, largely are also Jews. And that broke down. Their negotiations broke down last weekend, as you know, leading to the first writer's strike since 1988. So we're reading here about how more and more Orthodox Jews in Hollywood are beginning to bring their religiosity, if you will, into the campaign for striking. Now, it should be noted also that the history of the Screen Actors Guild, by the way, is a history of communist infiltration, Marxism, socialism, class struggle, all of these isms that we can trace right back to the Communist Party USA. And as you know from a number of actors and others who have fought against this and the investigation into the Screen Actors Guild and the Hollywood elite by the House Committee on Un-American Activities in the 40s and 50s, there has been a very deep penetration by communism into the Hollywood scene. Now, there's a reason for it, of course, and you know the reason. You know that when you want to reach people, and you want to get into them and direct them and manipulate them, where do you go? The grocery store? No. You go to the coal mine and dig coal in West Virginia? No. Well, let's see. Maybe you pick up a truck and you pick up a megaphone. You go up and down the street and you sell rags. Well, they used to do that, you know, 40, 50 years ago in my neighborhood. But no, you don't do that. You go right for the heart and soul, my friend. You go right for the minds of America. And that means go to Hollywood. Go to NBC, CBS, the Communist Broadcasting System, ABC, the Antichrist Broadcasting Company. And now, of course, we have Rupert Murdoch and his Fox Studios. And his Fox Searchlight Pictures. And his Fox Empire, which, of course, we're told is an empire of conservatism and morality. Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. I got some land I'd like to sell you. So, I think this is a very revealing article in this week's Forward. Very interesting article. And you should get a hold of it. You should go online and read the Forward this week, ladies and gentlemen, because this article opens up an interesting panorama of views. And after the break, maybe I can get into it a little bit more, because I think we need to know exactly what they want us to know. My friends, that's where the action is. Mind control over Americans. The Hollywood industry, the record industry, the so-called news management industry, all of these mass media communications industries are indeed a force in America for communism, Zionism, globalism, and now, of course, again, militarism. I'll be right back with more Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio here on RBN. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
And we are exposing the buzzards here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on a number of fronts. This article I'm reading from in the foreword is indeed interesting. An orthodox leader for striking writers in Hollywood, and you know, I take delight whenever they go on strike against themselves, and when the cash register starts getting a little empty and a little interrupted because of the garbage and the sewage that comes from the screenwriters, and we've seen a good deal of it now. It's always been the case, really, since the 1930s. Many of them were identified as communists. Many of them were identified as socialists. But no question about it, they were promoting an agenda. And so one of the main agendas, if not the whole agenda, can be summarized in one sentence, and that is the undermining of Christian values in America. Now, this is an obvious fact that no one, I don't believe anyone, would challenge me on. And all you have to do is look at the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. This article here says, in quotes, David Myers, who is director of the University of California, Los Angeles Jewish Studies Center, who noted that in previous decades, most Hollywood professionals who were Jewish were steadfastly committed to becoming part of the American mainstream. Now that Jews have successfully assimilated, quote unquote. Myers said some in the current generation are returning to Jewish practice and feeling no need to hide it. Myers even called Weiss's positions in the Writers' Union the, quote, grand fulfillment of the modern Orthodox ideal. Now, why is this really important? Why am I reading this article? What is the point that I'm trying to make? Rick, come on, come on, come clean. Tell me, what's the point? Well, we have to understand that in these days of apostasy, when Christianity has all but been obliterated from the American landscape, we are witnessing the rise of Orthodox Judaism and Zionism working mostly together worldwide. But here, particularly in the United States, paralleling what's going on now in the state of Israel, the rise of, quote, Jewish fundamentalism. Now, you hear about Islamic fundamentalism and so-called Islamofascism every day in this media. But you very seldom hear about Jewish extremism, Jewish fundamentalism, and rabbinical Zionism, a movement that has grown in Israel by leaps and bounds since the days that Rabin was assassinated. I followed this quite a bit. So why is that important, you say? Well, we know that from reading the scriptures, in those last days, when Jerusalem takes control over the entire world, all of its puppet governments, in Europe, particularly in the United States, the descendants of the tribes of Israel, we will see persecution of Christianity and those who witness for Jesus as never before. Now, of course, Ted Pike has brought this out numerous times on his website, www.truthtellers.org, and others have as well. If you realize the significance of what is happening here and why it is happening now as never before, you will then be able to, yes, connect the dots, as Rick Adams has done, and understand this growing movement of the Orthodox and the ultra-Orthodox here and in Israel is going to pre-shadow a new persecution of Christians that has not probably been seen since the beginning, when Jesus himself began his ministry here on the earth and through the Middle Ages. We know that the Catholic Church, the Vatican, and the governments of the Rome Empire, if you will, persecuted Christians in great numbers. But now, as we enter the latter days and the end times of this age, we are foretold of a time to watch for certain practices, certain things to happen. And in Jewish supremacist circles, Orthodox Judaism, and in the Talmud and the Kabbalah, we gather, we understand what is in store for Christians and for Christianity. Well, the scriptures tell us that. The scriptures tell us that in those days, many shall be beheaded in Jerusalem. A one-way trip, all expenses paid, my friend, meals included, to put their heads on that guillotine. And, of course, all of the legislation now is being passed to make that possible. Remember, this man, A.B. Foxman, who heads up the ADL, is a very strong, religious, orthodox individual. And many who follow him are also the same. Now, whether they're liberal, unbelieving, quote, Jews, or whether they are Orthodox, extremist Zionazis, if you will, or Judeo-fascists, it does not matter. All of them believe as in the case of The Forward, the liberal Jewish magazine, that Jerusalem is their focal point. Jerusalem is that city. That is the city that we will see totally and completely engulfed in the last days. That's the city which Jesus spoke about, right? Yeah. He spoke about that city that murdered the prophets, that murdered the saints, and that murdered the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you can't get any plainer than that. And he talks about the time coming when the saints of God will be slain, and the two witnesses ultimately will be the final, if you will, stone that will cut the deck of cards and collapse everything. The whole mystery Babylon Empire all across the globe, leading right to Jerusalem, will be crushed. Mystery Babylon revealed. All of it, my friend, is very interesting to observe in light of what's happening in American society today. As Christianity is dwarfing, and as Christians are now even going to jail, many of them, being persecuted because of their beliefs and their practices, we see that rabbinical Judaism, ultra-Orthodox Judaism as a religious force, is growing in influence and in manifestation all across our nation. And that is very significant to me. Now, we have also Bob Chapman, who will be on our program next week, of the InternationalForecaster.com. And he starts off this week's International Forecaster newsletter by stating, neocon French president and Zionist Mossad operative Nicolas Sarkozy is a master of disinformation. During the European Union meetings on the proposed EU Constitution Treaty amendment, Sarkozy made several self-serving statements meant for the ears of the French public, which he knew were non-starters as far as the EU elitist denizens were concerned. He tries to give the appearance that he is a, quote, people's man, when he is just another illuminist lapdog who barks and does tricks at the prompting of the sociopaths who give him his orders. He never, never misses an opportunity to make political points with jawboning about things that are never going to happen anyway, like trying to allow for government intervention in business instead of having free trade and globalization, by sneaking in an amendment that might have allowed for that, and which he knows would be rejected. Now he is up to his old tricks. He says that the dollar should not be made into everyone else's problem, and that its fall will touch off trade wars and could cause a sudden unwinding of the carry trade when the yen appreciates to the dollar's decline. He is making those statements to make it look like he is trying to support French business interests and to protect French workers and their jobs by trying to keep the euro as weak as possible, when he knows full well, that's right, he knows full well that a weak euro is not part of the Illuminati's plans. And never mind that the euro has been far too weak against the dollar for quite some time already, and that his masters are the ones who created the yen carry trade so that they could manipulate stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies, with the latest permutation being yen hits on gold and silver. As we have mentioned previously, the G7 meeting has already decided the fate of the dollar, abandoning it so Wall Street can be bailed out, and we are already seeing signs of a yen rampage, which is currently being used to hit gold, and which will be used at a later date to kill off the stock market and the bond market, finish off the dollar, and send precious metals skyrocketing as a safe haven and store of value for the depression that will follow. All as the Illuminati has planned, my friends. It's all according to the script. Wake up. These events are already in his master's plans, and Sarkozy knows it. So now when the dollar tanks, the yen goes wild, the various luminous factions will start warring with each other, and the carnage and trade wars begin. Isn't that nice? Sarkozy will look like a genius to the French public, having warned them that this is what would happen in the event that his demands were ignored. He will say to everyone, "You see, I told you so." Oh, my friends, they're masters of duplicity, aren't they, huh? These dear souls, like Sarkozy. And now, once again, we're seeing Europe controlled by the Illuminati, which is controlled by the head of the octopus, which is the Kenites, children of Cain, the banking system of the Rothschilds, and the Warburgs. And the cons, and the shifts. My friend, you see what's happening here? When are we going to wake up? When are the American people going to see what's happening to them? Oh, I just talked to a fellow today or yesterday at the shop, the coffee shop. And we got talking about the economy and gas and this and that. And I said, "Well," I said, "you ain't seen nothing yet." And I said, "This is going to happen, that's going to happen." "Oh, no, no, please don't say that." I said, "Why? You don't want to hear me tell you the truth?" "Well, I don't think I can take the truth." I said, "I know you can't take the truth. You're going to hear it. You ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer." Well, I made a few points, and he agreed with me. Yes, the dollar is being destroyed just as it was intended to be destroyed. And the North American Union is emerging with George Bush as the puppet. And members of Congress like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Steny Hoyer and all the Republicans as well dancing to the tune. That is the Republican leadership and Democratic leadership dancing to the tune of their masters. Now, there are some good, brave congressmen, as we mentioned them on the show, and they should be supported. But as I was saying last night from the Dan Smoot reports, how the Council on Foreign Relations of this octopus controls the leadership of both parties. Both parties, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to say that there are two parties. Let's just say, for sake of foolish argument, when in fact we know there isn't. There's only one party, the Republican Party. They control the leadership of both. And if you think that they're going to allow Dick Cheney and George Bush to face the music and face the heat that they should be facing, as well as the, if you will, the fire of the furnace of the incinerator that should await them, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're out of your mind. The only thing that they fear is an awakened American public, and that is why we have the resolution S-1959 to set up this commission to study you homegrown terrorists out there. You don't have to be an Arab. You don't have to be a Muslim goy. All you have to be is a dumb American goyim who doesn't trust his government, in their view, not mine, their view, who doesn't like what his government is doing, and who opposes those policies. Sounds like you could be a terrorist, huh? Sounds like you might be a terrorist. We got to keep an eye on you. You know, we might have another Timothy McVeigh. And then we see the Internet being used by the right wing in this country and the people that don't like big government and don't like the police state, and, hey, they may be aligned with Al-Qaeda next, you know. They might be part of this underground Islamo-fascist movement to take over America. And we don't want that to happen. We want to protect Americans. We want to protect America. Don't we? Oh, yes. So now you can see the pattern that is emerging worldwide. And it all ties together pretty neatly, in my opinion. And Bob Chapman's talking in his column also about the gold and silver markets. And he makes some interesting points. You should go to theinternationalforecaster.com and jump aboard and start reading his emails, his newsletters, twice weekly. Because he has a lot of faith, of course, in legal money, authorized by the U.S. Constitution. And not this fiat or fiat currency that is phony as a $1 Federal Reserve note. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You had enough? I haven't. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org if you're not there, and join us, and of course, support RBN. I'll be right back with much more. I'm Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Well, all right, I'm back. I'm back, and I'm going to take time out from my preaching tonight, my fire-in-the-belly sermon, to take a call or two. If you want to jump on, you can now. 800-313-9443 from across America and across the world. Terry in Texas is on the program. Hello, Terry.
If I didn't know any better, I would say you're a traitor because you don't believe in apple pie, Chevrolet, and baseball. And,
that's right.
You know, basically the gist of what you've been saying for the last 45 minutes is, you know, all you're doing is stirring the pot. And, you know, all you need to do for it to all go away is just ignore it. Just ignore it and it'll all go away.
That's right. I'm a terrorist, you know.
I think you are a terrorist.
That's right.
It's beyond comprehension. It's so tragic. It is, you know, the standard expression that's bandied about. It's so tragic.
If it wasn't so tragic, it would be funny.
So,
yes.
If it weren't so tragic, it would be comical.
Mm-hmm.
And from the people who can see this from the inside looking out or outside looking in, whatever perspective it is, that try to spend time enlightening people as to what's going on, it's a Woody Allen situation where I can't even get my mind around. I was thinking about two particular instances where it's, you know, as we move greater and greater into this deception and how bad it's really becoming, that, you know, not even trying to hide the deception, just bold-faced, like that gal in the article came out, what, 3 or 4 days ago about they determined the girl who was in the airport in Arizona, mm-hmm. the old lady that got, you know, was screaming at the security detail or whatever, and they took her off to the Maricopa County Jail. And she they finally came out with a determination, I guess it was this week or last week, that she choked herself, even though her hands and her body were shackled to a bench.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm sitting here on your own website reading this article about Capitol Hill Blue, about, you know, what the true war costs are going to be,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to be, they project it's going to be $3.5 billion. And to sit here.
You mean trillion.
Trillion, I'm sorry, trillion. And to sit here and read the justification by people in power, it's just, you're an absolute shock to think that these words actually fell from their lips. There's a quote here by, I think it's Brownback. First off, the Republicans are disputing the costs, and there's, you know, they trot out what's her face, Dan Donaprino, and say that these reports contain so many, you know, factual errors. And then to back it up, what's his face say? I think it's Brownback. He's justifying the cost because I'm trying to figure out where it's at. I'm trying to read it because it's kept us safe at home. And you had one of your own broadcasters, Robbie Noel, mm-hmm. and he was reading a list of statistics of the chance of being killed by a terrorist. And supposedly that's the whole reason we went in this war, one of the myriad of lies we heard to go into this war to protect ourselves mm-hmm. against terrorists.
Yeah. Hang on. We got a quick break. 1 minute. Hour number two. We'll be right back, Terry. Stay with me. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and fellow terrorist. See you on the other side.